Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Mm-hmm. Love is Blind, Season 4, Episode 12, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
This week, in this episode, we're picking up where the last one ended. Chelsea said yes. Kwame, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded white woman that you've desired all your life? And Kwame proves all the haters wrong and says yes.
Yep. I was surprised, and I can easily say this. I was wrong.
Oh, say that again. Say it a little louder for the ones in the back.
I was wrong. I don't mind saying it. I was wrong, but let's see how long it lasts. I'm still doubtful. Okay.
I will say, if he had said, you know what, look, I changed my mind. After the 55th time, Chelsea said, you're my husband. I'm your wife. I'd have been like, you know what? I'm with you, Kwame.
Yeah, that was, she said, you're my husband. And he's like, yeah, and I'm your. And she goes, your wife. And she goes, no, you're supposed to say my wife. I thought that was funny. I mean, it's, she's excited and all that. I totally get it. But I can see how people can find Chelsea a little bit annoying.
I can see how he finds her annoying. Let's be honest. Because the way she was just kept going on and on and on and on and on.
We married. We's married. Was that Color Purple? I's married now.
Next couple, Micah and Paul. These two, man. They both sounded very positive going into the wedding, right? And Micah's mom, I thought, had a great point. She said, some people date for years and still yes. end up divorced. And I thought that was a great bit of advice.
I did too. I made that exact same note that I think her mom gave some really good advice. And if you really think about it, all jokes aside, as annoying as Micah is, I mm-hmm. get why she was so excited about her parents being there mm-hmm. because her mom might not have made it at right. this point. And even the sense of humor they had when her mom was like, I'd be here no matter what. And she said, even from the grave. I thought it was cute that they have that dynamic.
I made that note too. The relationship between Micah yeah. and her mom is dope. I like that. They
yeah.
And she's an only child. Because usually you see them as the daddy's girl. This was the two women just really... Mm-hmm. It was good to see. It was a very human side of Micah after what we were introduced to at the beginning of this season.
Yes. And when she was, when she first got to the, whatever, her suite, I did make notes. She said that she gets married potentially, mm-hmm. where I think she had doubt mm-hmm. by the way she said that. Mm-hmm. But Paul, man, I get it. You're a scientist, but he's using a whole lot of logic.
Yes.
And not a lot of feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had to make the choice that's best for him. And both of them have to do that. But the dude was just really analyzing the hell out of this connection with his friends and whatever. I was like, man, dude, you think too much.
He really does. And you saw even his friends are like, look, here's the thing about it. If you say no, then you're going to always think, what if? If you say yes, it's definitive. So here's what it is, right? And I thought it was very interesting to hear the different between his boys and then even his brother. His brother's like, I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to influence you. And mm-hmm. that's somebody who knows. He knows his brother. So he's like, if I just say one little thing that he can grab onto and run and overanalyze it, he's going to. And that's why he was like, I'm not going to say a lot. And I respect.
Well, and that was the note that I made. I'm like, as he's having this battle in his own head, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, why not say yes mm-hmm. and see if it works out?
Right.
If it doesn't, you get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of divorced people out there. It's not looked down upon or frowned upon anymore.
Right.
Why not go with it and see what happens? But when he started getting dressed, the first thing that I noticed is like, who puts on a dress shirt without an undershirt on it? But apparently after watching, this is common. But I do you wear a t-shirt under your dress shirts?
Okay. There's something that you and I have in common that a lot of people you see on these shows that put on dress shirts without an undershirt don't have in common with us. And I noticed that.
What is that?
Melanin. I'm just saying. I had a supervisor once who always wore dress shirts, no undershirt. It to me always feels weird because if you sweat, it's.
And I'm like, you're at a wedding. Yes. You're gonna sweat because you're nervous as the person's coming down the aisle. After the wedding, you got the reception and all that, and then you're gonna be hugging people. You gotta take the jacket off at some point because you're hot, and then you gotta have those little wet stains. Well, I always wear an undershirt under a dress shirt since I was a kid.
Yeah. You know, I will say I'm glad that his tuxedo was better fitting than what he put on when he proposed. Thank God she couldn't see him. She might have said no. So, you know, they get to the altar and you realize why Micah said, and she kind of says this later on, but when she said, I think you should go first. We all thought, ah, crap, she's going to say no, right? This is what we thought last week. Oh, she's going to say no, so they're not going to make it. But then come to find out, it's Paul who says no.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. And what I didn't get is there's no other way this show could have went. We were meant to be. I love you. All that stuff, but no.
Right.
I'm like, why say all that extra if you plan to say no? And I know it's not like he just decided no at that split second, but why say all that? I love you. We're meant to be. I mean, all that stuff, I feel just ruined it. But I was quite surprised when he said that.
I'm going to get to Shelby in a minute. But I want to say that after he said no, Micah leaves the altar. And he follows her. And even he goes into the room with her. And she's like, you need to leave. Let me do this alone. Two things. One, I understand where she was coming from. But two, I still like the fact that he stayed and then hugged and allowed her to cry into him. Right? Even though, and then that quickly went away because he goes, did I make the wrong choice?
Yeah. Because all that does is confuse her.
Right.
I saw him chasing her and going after her, and I was thinking to myself, you know, you need to let her be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the producer's like, you should follow her.
Yeah. She's going in this room right here.
She's going this way. You should follow her right now. We got your back. Come on, come on, come on. Catch up. You know, I'm sure the producers and the camera crew were following him, but I agree. I think if you're going to do something like that to somebody on live TV, let them have their moment by themselves and let them process. Because to me, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
And then now the camera crew's in there and they're looking at her, it's in her face. It just makes it worse. And then she's, you know, hugging and leaning into him in that dress shirt with no t-shirt on. So I'm sure she's smelling the Old Spice and sweat.
The Axe body spray.
Yeah. She's smelling the Axe body spray. And that's what was making her cry. She's like, God damn.
Look, so her mom comes in, the bridesmaids come in, but unlike last season with Bartice, they didn't go in attack mode. They played the back, and as soon as she saw them, she goes, "You need to leave right now." And I thought that was I thought that was twofold. One, she'd already asked him to leave before. She's like, "No, you need to leave right now because this energy is about to change in this room." And it's almost like she was looking out for him because. Yo, I told you, I saw this happening with them. They loved each other.
I call BS, sir. I think that was the producers that they came in there. They're like, hold, stay back. Because honestly, if your close friend, your child goes through something like that in front of all these people, you're not just going to walk in and be like, oh, hold on, they're talking. You're going to rush. And obviously, you're going to probably want to get in Paul's face. I know Shelby wanted to.
Well, no, Shelby didn't. And let me tell you, I've said this over and over again that Micah needs to dump Shelby. And I hope when she sees this, she dumps Shelby. Because Shelby does not need to be her friend. when Paul said no at the altar, Shelby was laughing. I'm like, is she really laughing? And then when Micah's walking out in tears, she's laughing. It went exactly the way I wanted it to go. You know what? Mother.
Go ahead and say it.
This is why my friend circle is small. I mean, because you can't have these kind of snakes in your backyard.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. But I still think it was the producers that held her mom and family back. Because mm-hmm. even if at least the mom would have just been like, excuse me, Paul, mm-hmm. and grabbed her daughter.
Yeah.
But I think the producers held them back. Paul saying that, you know, did I make the wrong choice? That all threw me. But then once the camera's on him and he's outside getting rained on, he explains it a bit. Yeah. And I'm like, at that point, I see why he said no. When he was trying to picture her as a mother. Mm-hmm. And look at what we saw on the show. We saw Party Micah. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't think about a mom who's going to be drunk, FaceTiming, pow, pow.
People change. You are not the same person you were when you were 20.
You knew me when I was 20.
Yes.
And I am still the same person. I just make better choices. But I'm the same person, and you know it, which is why we stayed friends for 30 years.
But I mean, even in the choices, it's still a different person. I will say you've at least grown since you were 20. Not in height, but at least you've grown.
Well, in width, you know. I like ribs.
I get it, because when it comes to, it's a very important thing to think about. And who's going to be the mother of your children, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for a better mother for my child than my mm-hmm. wife. And it's so important. It's the reason why I never had a baby mama. It's the reason you've never had baby mamas. Because, you know, you got to have that right choice. If he's looking at her and going, well, this isn't going to work for this, then he made the right choice, and he's got to make the right choice for him. We can't make that decision for him. But then don't backtrack and, did I make the wrong choice? Nah, stand strong, bro. You got to do it like you're terminating an employee. Stand strong.
Go into HR mode. I'm sorry. Sorry, Micah, that it didn't work out. Yeah. I wish you the best in all your future endeavors.
The future endeavors email. But all the best is happening for this next couple, man. Your favorite, Tiffany and Brett. And, you know, I like how Brett admitted that they never would have met if it weren't for this process, right?
Right.
And he was very adamant about it. And I thought also the convo that he had with Tiffany's dad.
Yeah.
Dope moment. You expected a moment with his dad. But the moment right. with Tiffany's dad, I was like, okay, I like this.
Well, as soon as they said Brett and Tiffany, I'm like, let's get ready for the cry fest. And what did we get? You're at your suite waiting for the rest of your bridesmaids to get there, and you're talking and I just, you know, I'm just, Jesus, all that crying. Kudos to Brett.
Can I be honest with you? Dude has the
patience of concrete. That's great. I couldn't deal with it.
I'll be honest with you. I did. When it was her part of their section,
fast forward. Was it all in fast? I'm just picturing fast forward, and all you just see.
It sounds like a baby. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, there goes Brett, her dad.
Yeah,
Brett his dad. But, okay. Oh, Brett and Tiffany's dad. Okay. Wah,
wah. Yeah, but Brett's dad. I like that man. I wish I could meet him. He just seems.
Yes.
He just seems like a good dude, and he's that guy you just want to sit and you know, play chess or something with and just listen to them tell stories about mm-hmm. their life and things they've seen and experienced.
Right.
I like how his dad said, hey, I brought my crying towel with me. If you need one, I got you one too.
I like, again, he's good for breaking the ice with a good joke. But before Brett even walked down the aisle, we got to see the side of him that we hadn't seen all season and how particular he can be. And even the interaction with him and his brother, just Angus, about the fit of his tux. And I'm not mad at him because, yo, I need this to fit.
I'm not mad at him for wanting it to fit. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at him for how he handled it. because did he have to throw the tantrum on camera? Could he have just said, hey, excuse me, guys, these pants don't fit. How much time do I have? Mm-hmm. Let me see if we can y'all call and see if they can get this fixed. This is really important to me. Did he have to have other? This shouldn't happen. Period. No excuses. And like just
it's avoidable.
Yeah, this is avoidable. I'm like, okay, just obviously they were able to get it fixed, and I'm sure that seamstress got paid a quite little pretty penny for that quick work that she did.
They got the solution. They got it fixed.
Exactly. But I'm just like, did he have to throw all that on camera? No. So I think that was fake. Because there's nothing about Brett that says he loses his shit like that.
But there's something about him that says he's very particular. And you're right. Maybe they gave him a little bit of that. But I think it's... And maybe they may have cooked it for that so that you get some kind of reaction. Because this guy was the perfect guy all season, right? So, all right, we got to put a little chink in the armor real quick. And they probably did in that space there.
I like how his brother was like, hey, don't come at me like that. I was just checking to try to find out what's wrong. I'm not mad at you. Because his brother was like, look, I'll whoop your ass.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't care if you're wedding day. I'll whoop your ass.
Don't you start snapping at me. But going back to what you said about him talking to Tiffany's dad, because at first I must have missed when they put his name up to say who it was. I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for Brett for doing that. And that's my first time seeing that on Love is Blind.
Right.
Where before the wedding, the guy gets the bride's father and says, hey, I want to get your permission before I go out and do that. And hopefully, what I also like that, what that does to that dad, it gives him peace of mind that you're not about to go up there and embarrass my daughter and say no.
Right.
Because that's the worst. Mm-hmm. That would be the worst part of it for a dad, that you think, okay, well, all right, I'm not comfortable with you doing this show. But if you love him, you think this will work, I support you.
And you're and so then happy.
Pull a Paul and be like, it's a no. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that Brett did that.
I also like the fact that they showed Tiffany's mom and dad numerous times during the ceremony and how they were all, after 422 years of marriage, they were still shoulder to shoulder. You could see him even, you could tell he was holding the hand and giving a little extra rub, just like, hey, you know when this is over. Well, actually, he was more like just support, but I'm sure that was something in there too.
I think it was more like, babe, she gone. We finally got her gone. We don't have to listen to all that crying bullshit. It's Brett's job.
Somebody calls her.
She calls her that drama and be like, what did your husband say? You should talk to him about that.
And oh yeah, by the way, make sure you call before you come over. But look, here's an interesting thing. You know, Brett walks in, the crowd goes wild. Ah! So obviously it was worth it for him to go get his pants, you know, re-hemmed and tailored properly. But when Tiffany walks in, Brett's dad was right. That I got your crying towel here. He should have taken him up on it, because immediately his eyes welled up. He started crying. She saw he was crying. And you know what happened next? Bow! Hers opened up.
Well, that's because he got bit by the Marshall sensitivity bug before he went up there. Because Marshall caught him real quick. Hey, brother, I love you, man. I love you. You know, sorry it didn't work out for me the way it did. But I'm happy for you. And I think like that teed up. There. I did too. I like, yeah, he's my frat brother. But I like Marshall. I think he's a good dude, all around good dude. But I was glad that he was there to support Brett. So maybe that's what got him already misty before Tiffany came down the aisle.
That was good to see, because these two had a big brother, little brother sort of connection all season, right? It's like Brett was taking Marshall under his wing. It was good to see. I like to see that. It's another great moment, right? Seeing black men stand up for and supporting each other. Because remember... Yeah. Brett's the one that pulled Marshall to the side and was like, yo, she ain't show up, bro. You know, so I think this was good. You're right. That was a great moment, and I'm glad.
And Marshall was the one that turned Brett on to Tiffany.
Yep.
Where he was like, hey, I think that's your one, man. I think she's a good person. You should really invest into that.
Yeah. This was good to see. And it looks like their relationship's going to be there for the long haul and that. Now, the pastor, why did they have to give this black couple, that y'all are coming together today, Pastor. Because when he said that, I was like, huh? I think he's supposed to be at Clinton Gina's wedding. What's he doing at this one? Y'all are coming together today.
We are gathered here today to see these two coloreds. I mean, these two people.
These two negros.
Yeah. Are y'all doing the broom jumping thing? Y'all do that, don't you?
All right, try not to hit the ceiling when you jump. We know y'all like to jump high. Oh, man. But ceremony, what did you think of the ceremony? Good?
It was good. It was nice. And I fast-forwarded through it all, too, because I knew it's going to be this big love fest and a bunch of tears and Tiffany crying. I was just like, I didn't need to see that anymore. So I was just like, I know y'all are going to say I do. Let's just fast-forward to that.
Yep.
And then I was like, okay, great.
So did you stop the fast-forward in time to hear Tiffany say, all right, we need to go to Bridal Suite and get it in real quick?
Oh, I did hear that. I did hear that. I was like, great.
Come back to the reception all funky.
Smelling like Badus.
Final wedding, Bliss and Zach. We found out some information here, at least according to Zach, that he was going to choose Bliss until the argument the night before his decision, when they had an argument about meeting the family and what the family thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad we got to that, because when he started off with the whole owl thing, I'm like, would you stop with the damn owls? Like, that's not all that special, but whatever. But I still don't understand. He is so in his head about his past, you know? Yeah. And you don't have to tell people your mom was a stripper.
Right.
You can just say, hey, I was raised by a single mom. We didn't have a lot of money. She had to do what she had to do to take care of us. We moved around. I've never heard people have that conversation with other adults. And they're like, what do you mean she had to do what she had to do? Like what? Like, people just understand. And so that's so in his head that he fears that he's going to get judged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened to him in that one relationship where that happened with that girl's family that just traumatized him. But I'm like, dude, you're doing really well for yourself.
Yeah.
Let them kick rocks if they don't like you. But
I like how his friend was like, wait, I mean, how now? Because right. All the stuff that you've done, and they'll say that about you now?
Yeah. Yeah, you've done all these great things. You're talking about now, but that's in his head that he feels that he's judged. And maybe it could be that maybe his friends, when he was young, when his mom was stripping, they knew.
Right.
And so the amount of teasing he probably got as a young child, maybe that is part of it too. I don't know, but I was surprised on that conversation. That was why you didn't go with Bliss, even after Bliss tried to tell you that Irina was a problem.
Exactly.
That conversation made you say, you know what? I was going to go with you, but because of this, no, I'm going to go with Megan Fox.
Exactly. Megan Raccoon. So Bliss's dad, in real form, when they're getting ready to walk Bliss down the aisle, right? And I like the way she did it. It was her dad, and her mom. And you could tell the mom and the dad don't really get along. They tolerate each other because even when she's like, look at me, I got you. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. But dad is like, all right, well,
don't settle.
Jokes. Yes.
Forever. Anything. Ever. Like I did with your mom. That's what he wanted to say. Like, don't settle like I did with your mom.
You see, I upgraded. Got me a whole new family.
All with Z's. Z names are awesome.
Because it's the last stop. Not only the alphabet, but this is the last stop for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad the dad came anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though he doesn't agree. Mm-hmm. And I wish Zach had the same, you know, so his grandmother and sister was there.
Yeah.
And I know that they were all wishing his mom could have been there. So I saw the difference in how his family embraced him with this, mm-hmm. compared to Bliss and her dad. Her dad is just an ass and kind of annoying.
He doesn't agree, but here's the thing about it. And he's stubborn as hell. We see that. But I think you can tell there's love between and that daddy-daughter love, and they still have that. They have their own style relationship because she's not fazed by him doing any of that stuff. You realize even when we had the meeting with Zach the first time, she wasn't fazed. This wasn't the first time. That's why she's just like, yeah. She just kind of blows him off because she knows this is them.
Yeah, but also the smirk that she gave him when he was looking at her like, don't settle. And he just kept saying stuff. She's kind of giving that look. Yeah. At that moment, I'm like, she's going to say yes just to spite him.
You think that's why she said yes?
Do you remember what this one was? I think she's going to say yes just to spite him because if it works, it's going to be great. If it doesn't work, what do you think her dad's going to say to her?
Here's the interesting thing. They walk her down the aisle. Who presents this woman? I do. We do.
I saw that too. I was just like, yeah, we can tell y'all two don't get along at all.
He's like, I do. She's like, no, we do.
Yeah.
I'm the one that had to step with her all these nights, not you.
Yeah. But Bliss looked gorgeous in her dress.
Yes.
I will say, I think out of all the brides,
yes,
to me, Bliss was the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, hands down, I would say that. I will say, Zach had a very, out of the two speeches, Zach had the better speech. But if you ask Bliss's dad, yeah, because, but it, he got the speech, he's like, yeah.
Well, because like, hey, I made the wrong choice. Keep bringing it up.
Yes.
Stop. Bring that up. Just said, move past it.
When I left.
Yes.
And when I left and when I lost you, I was lonely and I was sad.
I'm so lonely.
But surprisingly, they both say I do. And they's married now. Now we got three married couples. So technically three out of the four, because the fifth wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. She's getting her boots rocked by Josh.
Yeah. And hopefully he's not picking up some extra stuff from her, according to what people are saying on these other channels. Cause I'll tell you what, this reunion is going to be, here's the part of it. It's, if it's truly as live as they say it is, they're not going to be able to control this thing.
So, but the reunion, it's a live reunion. They're going to find a way to control it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something because all of us are curious about how many people they're going to bring back on the reunion. Mm-hmm. Are they going to bring back Amber? Mm-hmm. Are they going to bring back Irina?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure because yeah, they made great TV.
Irina. Yeah.
But then is all
Shelby's
the stuff
gonna
that's...
Be there. You know Shelby's going to be there because they got to make Micah address Shelby about that whole, but this is exactly how I wanted it to go. You know that's coming up.
Okay, there's that. And then if everything that we're hearing about Marshall and Jackie is true,
whew.
I mean, how do you not talk about that? Because if you're Jackie, let's say it's not true. Let's say it was just a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Do you address it or do you just let it go and let people guess on their own?
Mm. Well, she's going to, apparently she's going to bring up the transgender slur that he said to her. It's such a mess because the problem is that she did what any 16-year-old to 20-year-old would do. She went to social media and gave all the information and producers, all of a sudden she went on a deleting spree after that because producers were like, hey, come here for a second. Remember that contract you signed? Take that shit down now. Save it for the reunion. And that's probably a lot because there's so much stuff. You know, we've heard about him twerking in the bed thing. I'll just say this: it's not looking good for your frat brothers on reality TV, man. It's really not.
People can't handle us. We're too real. For reality TV.
Apparently, not aggressive enough. And have tendencies that people are not very attracted to. So,
well, is that my problem?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think my girlfriend finds me aggressive enough, and I don't think I have any tendencies. At least she's not told me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because your name is not Shaq or Marshall. Well, look, it's going to be interesting because, of course, the reunion, the live reunion, 8, 7 Central, Sunday night, we're coming on after that. Mm-hmm. Probably about 15 minutes after, we'll get out, you know, well, get on and do our recap of that. So looking forward to hearing everybody in that. So make sure you if you haven't already, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications so you can know when we go live.
Do you think they'll have a live audience at the live reunion?
Ooh, that's always more fun.
Because that would be, if they did something like that with a live audience, and maybe some people could ask questions, mm-hmm. that of course they vet and screen first.
Of course.
But having a live audience, that way when somebody says something or Jackie starts going and it's like, boo, that's going to amp up Jackie more.
Yeah.
To say more stuff. I'm just wondering if they would do something like that. I think that would be pretty cool.
Post-COVID, maybe they do because there was shows before. I think Love & Hip Hop used to do it all the time, having a studio audience, which was always good for everything else because people now they're performing in front of a live audience instead of just performing for the camera alone.
Yeah.
And that, like you said, it gets more drama out of it. So it's going to be interesting because it's a first for them. I just have a hard time believing Nick Lachey and Vanessa are going to be able to control them because they couldn't control them on a closed set before. So
bring on the drama. I want to hear
it. I have my popcorn ready. And then, of course, don't forget Monday, we're starting a whole new show, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise. I will say this. We're not going back. I mean, I've seen the other seasons. We won't be going back to look at the other seasons to get to this. So if the people on here, we haven't been keeping up with 90 Day Fiancé. Now we're going to get back on the 90 Day Fiancé journey. At least we can really see what's it. So we're picking up from there. So we're going to need your help. So make sure you're also tuned in for that Monday night after the show. And we'll be ready to go live for that one as well.
Ready for it.
See, look at you. Finally giving in.
I didn't say I like it. I said I'm ready for it.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.